At the time of being tested, why do some show courage while others shrink back? How can we be ready to show courage when it is needed? We know that you will enjoy learning from the contrasting Bible examples featured in the next 5-part symposium. Each speaker will introduce the one to follow. Brother Todd Green, a former Bethelite and elder from the Beaumont congregation, will deliver the first talk entitled, "Imitate, not the cowards, but the courageous. Not the 10 chieftains, but Joshua and Caleb." Brother Green, you have our full attention. At the time of being tested, why do some show courage while others shrink back? How can we be ready to show courage when it is needed? We know that you will enjoy learning from the contrasting Bible examples featured in the next 5-part symposium. Each speaker will introduce the one to follow. Brother Todd Green, a former Bethelite and elder from the Beaumont congregation, will deliver the first talk entitled, "Imitate, not the cowards, but the courageous. Not the 10 chieftains, but Joshua and Caleb." Brother Green, you have our full attention.
So what will determine whether or not we will show courage when tested? Will it depend upon our circumstances? Or maybe our abilities? Or will it depend upon our faith and our spirituality? In this symposium, we're going to consider 5 situations in which people like you and I responded quite differently. Some showed themselves to be courageous, where others were cowards. And so isn't it true, today we face many tests, so we can look at these examples to see how we can make decisions based on faith so that we can be courageous. Well, let's consider our first circumstance. The nation of Israel is camped near the promised land the first time. And now Jehovah instructs Moses to select 12 chieftains from among the nation to go into the land and spy it out. Now, could you imagine that assignment that Moses was faced with? There were likely hundreds, maybe thousands of chieftains to choose from. And yet, what qualities do you think Moses was looking for in those men? Well, we could be sure courage was on the top. And these men had obviously demonstrated some courage in the past. They would have been trusted and respected by the nation of Israel. So we can safely say that in the beginning of their assignment, all of these men were courageous. And yet, why did the majority of them lose their courage? Well, let's consider their report. In Numbers chapter 13, verses 31 through 33, we notice they give a bad report. They basically say, we can't go, we can't be successful. These men are of extraordinary size. The land devours its inhabitants. And then they said, we even saw the Nephilim. What was wrong with that statement? How many Nephilim survived the flood of Noah's day? You see, these men had allowed fear of man to completely erode all the courage that they had at the beginning of their assignment, so much so that they were even exaggerating what they saw. But should that have happened? Well, consider some of the things that they had experienced up to this point. They witnessed Jehovah bring the 10 plagues against Egypt. They were walking through the dry Red Sea as Jehovah delivered them. and they witnessed Jehovah obliterate that powerful Egyptian army as they chased in after them. These and many other things should have given them courage to trust in Jehovah. And yet they didn't. Fear of man overcame them. How disrespectful they were to Jehovah. And to add to it, their bad report had a negative effect upon the entire nation. So what do we learn from this example? Well, it is not our experience, our privileges, or our abilities that will determine whether or not we will show courage when tested. But rather, it is the depth of our faith. Now, we have two excellent examples of this, Joshua and Caleb. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, we see that Caleb, he tried to calm the nation of Israel. And remember, he saw the same things that these other 10 men saw. And yet he said, let's go now. We can beat these guys. What enabled them to have such courage? I invite you to take your Bibles and let's turn to their words in Numbers chapter 14. And we're going to read verses 7 through 9. So that's Numbers 14, beginning in verse 7. And they said this to all the assembly of the Israelites. The land that we passed through to spy out is a very, very good land. If Jehovah is pleased with us, he will certainly bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that is flowing with milk and honey. But you must not rebel against Jehovah, and you must not fear the people of the land. For we will devour them. Their protection has been removed from them. And Jehovah is with us. Do not fear them. You see, these men had complete trust in Jehovah God. They saw this not as a difficulty to be avoided, but as an opportunity to build their faith further in Jehovah. Well, what was the effect on the nation? Sadly, they were wanting to stone Joshua and Caleb. But even in these circumstances, they remained courageous. Well, we may not face a situation like this today, but what kind of test might we face? We invite you to watch the following dramatization and notice how our young brother shows courage.
I thought we were going home, but everyone wanted to go to another gathering. I told them I had service plans the next morning. I was hoping to get this new Bible study going, and I needed some time to prepare. It didn't go over so well. They started pressuring me, saying, well, what if he's not there? Yeah, why go through all that work for nothing? It kept getting worse. Just skip it, they said. Come on, Tyler. Don't make us drive you all the way home first. Just come. Everyone was against me. I didn't know what to do. But then I remembered a family worship. We studied about Caleb. What gave him the courage to be different? Jehovah is with us, he said. That helped me to remember that Jehovah's with me too. I told them that the gathering sounded really fun, but if it meant missing my Bible study, it wasn't worth it. I told them I would find my own ride home.
Our young brother's good spiritual routine enabled him to build his faith so that he was able to show courage when he needed it. We want to imitate the faith of Joshua and Caleb. Build your faith now by facing difficulties, not by running away from them. By your speech and example, you can strengthen the faith of others. And like Joshua and Caleb, we can trust that whatever circumstance we may face, Jehovah is with us. May you continue to be courageous and strong.
I thought we were going home, but everyone wanted to go to another gathering. I told them I had service plans the next morning. I was hoping to get this new Bible study going, and I needed some time to prepare. It didn't go over so well. They started pressuring me, saying, "Well, what if he's not there? Yeah, why go through all that work for nothing?" It kept getting worse. "Just skip it," they said. "Come on, Tyler. Don't make us drive you all the way home first. Just come." Everyone was against me. I didn't know what to do. But then I remembered a family worship. We studied about Caleb. What gave him the courage to be different? "Jehovah is with us," he said. That helped me to remember that Jehovah's with me too. I told them that the gathering sounded really fun, but if it meant missing my Bible study, it wasn't worth it. I told them I would find my own ride home.
Our young brother's good spiritual routine enabled him to build his faith so that he was able to show courage when he needed it. We want to imitate the faith of Joshua and Caleb. Build your faith now by facing difficulties, not by running away from them. By your speech and example, you can strengthen the faith of others. And like Joshua and Caleb, we can trust that whatever circumstance we may face, Jehovah is with us. May you continue to be courageous and strong.